CliffCentral.com.
Welcome to it. It's another edition of Unplugged and In Charge. You're chilling with me. My name is Weza. That guy, thank you so much for coming and thank you so much for tuning in. It's always a pleasure being with you because, I mean, you are part of the tribe of superstar leaders. And that's the type of people we need in terms of actually creating an amazing country. I'm always joined by a couple of really cool people. I'm here with Simpiwe Bedros.
What up, what up?
Hey, he's already fired up. And yeah, also man. Von Thiel.
Yeah, man, I'm in the building.
You in the building, bro?
I'm here, bro.
Cool stuff. So before we start, of course, we always start the show the same old way. And this is the Take Charge Minute. I don't know what to call it, the Motivation Minute or the Take Charge Minute. But what it is we pretty much do a little bit of an impromptu session. So you get a minute to really try to make us all motivated in literally just 1 minute. Okay, cool. So who's going up today?
Vaughn, Ching Chong Chang.
Cool. So it's because I did last week. So it was me.
It was me, then you, and then it was him. So I think it's Sim. All right.
So
now it's back around the circle. You check.
Okay, cool. Yeah. You don't want to do a Ching Chong Cha duel to see who it's going to be?
I don't mind, bro.
All right, cool. Okay. I'll be the adjudicator.
Ching Chong Cha.
Ching Chong Cha. Okay.
Okay. Sim wins. Cool. All right, Sim. You decide. Do you want to go? Or do you want him to go?
Let me have a go.
All right. Cool. Oh, so Simpiwe Bedros is about to fire us all up right now. Let's get ready. 3, 2, 1.
Yeah. Let's do this. All right. So I want to talk about you today. I want to talk about your identity and how it's your necessity for your prosperity. This is a life that you live, and a lot of people are going to say a lot of things about you. A lot of people are going to reject you. A lot of people are going to dump you. But what are you going to do in those moments? You're going to remember who you are, what you were born for in this day, and remember always that this is my time to take ownership of who I am and where I'm going. Your identity is your necessity for your prosperity. I don't care what happened to you yesterday. I don't care what happened to you today. All I'm going to say is that you have ownership of who you will be. This is your race, so it's time for you to run it. This is your hour for people to look back at your life and realize that no matter what happens to you, no matter what people say about you, that I will run and I will overcome no matter what the circumstance, because I realize I'm not a product of my past, but rather the blueprint to my future. This is your hour. This is our time. This is your time to get to where you're going, because you were born for this hour. So here we go. Leave your mark on history, take charge, and unplug yourself, because this is you. This is not your, not anybody else's hour, but rather your time. Let it go. Leave people behind. Take charge of your future and unplug yourself, because that's the hour it is. Leave your mark, baby.
Yeah, baby. Yeah.
All right.
That's what I'm talking about right here. Leave your mark.
Yeah, man.
Man, I felt a couple of goosebumps in there. I must not lie. Jeez, yeah, man, leave people behind. That's what I'm talking about. It's my decade.
It's our hour.
It's my hour.
Yeah, dog.
I'm fired up. Yeah, thank you very much, Simpiwe.
No, it's my pleasure, man. Yeah. It's always a pleasure.
Okay. I'm ready for life.
Shout out.
I hope you're ready for life. This is really cool, man. It felt like, we don't want no devils in the house.
we want the Lord.
Like this kid says.
That's it.
You know?
It.
Yo,
that Yo. Was it, man.
Get up.
Wow.
Get up.
Cool stuff. So, guys, let's just talk about South Africa, where the country's going, where we are, what some of the really cool things that have been happening. But before that, let's talk about the great time of the week. What is your highlight of the week?
All right.
Simpiwe, you can go first.
My highlight of the week was the fact that local music is hitting 90% of radio stations around South Africa today. It's going to be a time for local musicians to shine and shout out. So yeah, man, that's a beautiful thing for me. Like it's amazing to see that 90%. It's gonna be crazy. I think we need to show some support and play some more local music, and yeah, man, and do our part as being citizens. Local music is trending at number 3 on Twitter, and it's been a session, man.
Fantastic. Yeah, yeah. No, that's really cool. Actually, if you think about it, we need to start making our own Drakes and our own Beyoncés, you know, and we need to start treating our local artists, you know, with the type of treatment we treat the international guys. Or, in fact, not necessarily that they're international. I think even the word, when you use the word like international, you already made them sound bigger. Mm. You just say artists from other countries, because ultimately anyone who comes over to your country now is international, right? It's
time to create our own content, which is a beautiful thing, bro. Mm. There are a lot of artists coming up on the come up that are doing amazing things, and the registering their music is the next step to big things, bro. Yeah. I know Vaughn has taken part in big things with Shane out there, and
yeah, that's my highlight of the week too, bro.
Yeah, yeah, tell me about yours.
My highlight of the week is also the fact that there's 90%, you know, local music on SABC stations. I think that's hella dope. Like, the first time we can maybe have a South African artist sell a million copies, bro, because now you got 90% exposure, where before it was almost like 10%, 20%, which is crazy, right? So people now can be more exposed to the music, which could turn into, you know, more record sales, which is awesome, right? Which is really, really good. It's a great vehicle for change in the industry.
Yeah.
And then, but more important, like my personal sort of favorite moment of the week was we're going to release a track, bro. Shane's going to drop his next single, and it's going to be hella lit. So, like, we were listening to the mastered versions and stuff last night. So just working it out. And yeah, man, I'm pretty excited for that. So that's given me like a little bit of a pump, because like, yo, this week's been tough, bro. Yeah.
It's been the toughest week, man.
It's been hella tough, man. Like, yo, work's been tough, bro. I've been tired. I've been questioning everything. You know what I'm saying? So
tell us about that, questioning everything.
Yeah. So like, I keep having these arguments in my mind with myself about, you know, am I running my race or am I running a race? Like we touched on in Take Charge on Tuesday. Mm. It sort of becomes like a catch-22 between choosing to do what it is you feel passionate about full time, and what you kind of have to do now to keep paying the bills, keep the lights on, keep doing things, you know, month to month. So it gets a little bit tough, bro, because like, you don't want to look back one day. I don't want to look back one day and say there was so much more I could have offered the world, or I could have done for myself. And that died with me when I die one day. You know, I don't want to have that. Like, I know there's a lot inside of me that I can do and I can achieve and I need to do. But it's really just about now deciding how am I going to go about that. But I'm sort of making the right, you know, I'm asking the right questions in my mind, which will eventually lead to the right answers in the right places. So, yeah, man. So it's been like that, man. It's been like it for a while. Like, I've been, you know, wrestling with myself in my own mind. I think a lot of us do that often, you know. So yeah, man, so I've just been looking for a little bit of inspiration, a little bit of something, you know, just to get me psyched up again, bro. So yeah, I'm pretty excited for that, man. And I'm also kind of looking forward to the journey that I'm going to put myself on, because I feel like there's a lot more to Vaughn than Vaughn is doing at the moment. And I'm seeing ahead, you know. I put myself 5 years from now, you know, that Vaughn, and I try and live him right now, which is maybe a good thing and a bad thing at the same time. But either way, it makes me believe that there's a lot more that I can do and that I should do.
Yeah.
So yeah, man, I'm keen to see what unfolds, bro.
I think I've also been doing the same. I've been it was my birthday actually yesterday. That was one of my highlights.
Yeah, shout out to you, bro.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, happy birthday. Yeah. Man.
Thanks, dog. Thanks a lot, guys. So yeah, I'm at a stage in my life where I'm just reflecting a lot of the time, and I think it's been tough, and I've been realizing that it's time to be a bit selfish. So I was reflecting on what I want to do, where I want to go. Should I pursue business? Should I pursue passion? And I've been really focused on passion at the moment, and it's been something very interesting, because it reveals more and more of your identity. And I've been realizing that the more I realize that I'm pushing towards a certain type of person, the more I realize what I'm capable of. So yeah, man, I think it's very important to plan ahead, to realize where you can go, and run your own race. Because if you don't run your race, people are just going to watch your life and say that you should have done this, you should have done that. And people are going to try and define your path for you, which is something that's really frustrating if you don't define it yourself.
Yeah. It's true, man. Like, we get caught up. Like, I think in my personal situation, it's like, I look at what I do sort of 9 to 5, and I say, wow, man, like, really, like, I got to do this 9 to 5 thing. I got to do this work, because I've got things to take care of. You know what I mean? Like I have to, bro. Like there's a lot of like responsibility on my shoulders that I need to handle. You know, so it gets tough because you kind of do what you have to do what you need to do.
Mm.
But at the same time, it's like I can't settle for the fact that this is what life's going to be about. Like only, you know, it can't be like that. Like it there's got to be a little bit more to what we do every day and align it to what we want to do in our hearts, you know. So yeah, man, that's like kind of the internal battle that I'm facing. But it's not like a battle like, oh, you know, it defeats me. No, bro, it's just like I think it's good to do these things. Like it's good to question, it's good to ask, it's good to wonder, it's good to practice or try different things and align yourself with what you're interested in.
I think it's a defining period in all of our lives because a lot of people our age are really asking these questions, which is something very powerful because I know we're not the only people that are asking these questions. I've got a couple of friends that have actually recently left their jobs asking the same questions.
Shut up, bro.
Where should we go? What should I do? And this is a time for purpose, bro. This is a time to rise up and find the opportunities that are out there for you.
Yeah, our generation specifically, like, we've got that vibe, you know. Like we all like, hey man, like really, we can't, like we almost like we don't want to sell out, because we but it's tough, man. It's not an easy thing, you know. It's really not an easy thing. It's easy to talk about it, it's easy to like come up with like really cool like theories about how to deal with it, but it really comes down to in the moment, like how do you handle in those moments, how do you handle it in your mind, how do how do you choose to go about it. Like everybody kind of knows what they need to do or what they want to do in their hearts.
Yeah.
But I think it's just about like conjuring up the enough balls and being like,
it's true, balls,
I'm just gonna do it. Like I have to just try this and then just man, like being open to whatever outcome happens and just putting yourself out there.
And so what if you fail, man? A lot of people have failed, but your failure is not final. That doesn't define you. This is your time to learn from each and every failure. Your failure is really part of the journey in discovering who you are and what you're capable of. So stop being afraid of failure, stop doubting yourself and just do what you're supposed to do, because ultimately when you do what you're supposed to do, you'll find out so much about yourself that you can really rise up in this hour. I've been rejected a couple of times. I've been doing a lot of stuff with agencies and all of that, and it's very interesting when you're looking out for representation, like how much you'll be rejected, how much work you need to put in. But it's on this path to greatness, you need to realize failure and rejection is just part of the journey. So that's where I am in right now, bro. It's very interesting.
Well, one thing that that we had also touched on last on Tuesday, that maybe if you didn't get to hear it, was really just how life happens. I think we end up always trying to compare, you know, ourselves to other people, and we try desperately to make sure that we up to date, we're keeping up, you know, and in this process, sometimes we lose so much of who we are.
Yeah.
You forget to take some time to really figure yourself out, figure out what's my passion. Mm. You know, where am I supposed to go? Where do I want to go? And you are in this constant pursuit of trying to please everybody around you, or just trying to make sure that, you know, your parents see you for what they always thought you were going to be. You know, you don't become a disappointment or anything like that. So it's this constant hustle. It's almost like when you were in grade one, it was, you know, the referee saying, on your marks, get set, go. And then you started running. And then grade one came, and grade two came, and grade three came, and grade seven. And then, you know, now it's, oh, shucks, which high school? And then you get the high school. And then in grade 10 comes along, and you're thinking, okay, wait, which course to study? Okay, these guys are doing this, these guys are doing that. I don't want to fall behind.
Yeah.
I'm also going to take commerce, or I'm also going to take engineering. And then you take that. And then, you know, varsity comes along, and you're thinking, okay, varsity college, which one am I going to? And then you finally get something, and you carry on going, and you know you're really trying your hardest to make sure that you're keeping up with your age group. And then what happens is, I had a chat with someone, a couple of people actually, who more or less would say the same thing. He'd say, you know what, man, I've got some things I want to do, but I don't know what's going on. It's almost like he procrastinates his dreams. What would happen is, you're working that 9 to 5 because you graduated and you're working in this engineering firm now, or this law firm, or wherever you are. And then when you get home, you're tired. And then, you know, you just make some food and you eat and you sleep. And then tomorrow you're back at work, and you're like, and then a week goes by and you haven't even touched your business plan or the thing that you wanted to do. You got a couple of things that you wanted to do, the things that you wanted to contribute to society. Maybe in high school or in varsity, you used to do community projects. You still want to do that stuff, but you don't get the time anymore to give back. And you're thinking, man, I don't have time. You think maybe it's the time that you don't have. You're not. It's hard because you're not sure what is it that I don't have. Maybe it's the time, or maybe it's the energy. I just come from work and I'm so tired. And then if we actually just take some time to just scrutinize that properly, you went from your house. You jumped into your nice, comfy car, maybe even leather seats. Yes. You drove to work. You got there. You sat in a nice, comfy chair. And then you were typing and you sat there in a nice air-conditioned room. And the temperature was just right. At 10 o'clock, you took your tea. At 12 o'clock, you took your lunch. 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock came and you drove back home. Like, where was the physical activity in this process that has gotten you so tired?
Mm. It's all in your mind, bro.
Yeah. So, in fact, I read a book once. Interesting book. It says how to live off of 24 hours or something along those lines. This is a book written in the 1800s. It's very interesting. Now, one thing that this man said, first of all, the conclusion was we will never have more time.
Yeah.
We have always had and always will have only 24 hours a day. Yeah. It's almost like the miracle of life. Imagine time was like money. Well, it's almost even more important than money.
Yeah.
But miraculously, every day, when you look into your wallet, you got 24 hours. And every single day, no matter how much you wasted yesterday's time, today you got another 24.
Yeah.
And you can do with it whatever you please. Mm. And, you know, you can choose to spend it here or there. And normally we sell some of it, obviously, to get some money and so on. And that's normally the transaction of life. Now, when it comes to energy, what we think that we are tired, but let's say, for instance, it's that same normal day where you did that 9 to 5, right? But today is a special day. Simpiwe has got this great date with this lovely lady he met, last week at some function.
Yeah.
And now all of a sudden, when you get home, you're so energized. You just grab your other, you get into the shower, get ready, get dressed. You look your best, put on that perfume or that cologne, and then you're out there and you're having this great time and you're so funny and you're so charismatic and everything's just so great. And then you get home at 12 o'clock and then you're like, "Ooh, what a great day." And now you go to sleep. Interesting. Now you had all this energy, whereas yesterday, the same timetable, but when you got home at 5, you felt so tired and you just wanted to just make some food and sleep, you know? So what it is actually is that our brains are not always tired. They're just bored.
And they want to find something to use that time with.
Yeah. So unlike your muscle, whereas after a couple of workouts, your muscle gets tired and it can no longer pick anything up.
Yeah.
Your brain does not work like a muscle. Instead, your brain is just wants variety.
Yeah.
So when you were doing something for a prolonged amount of time, all your brain wants is just to change. Let's just do something else.
Yeah.
So because let's say you've been studying for a long time, or maybe you've been working on your computer for a very long time. If I give you a guitar and you start playing, man, you're going to be fine. You're not even going to feel tired because your brain is now doing something totally different. And that's all it needs. So what you can do, just as how you had this lovely appointment ahead of the time and your brain was looking forward to the change, the variety and the change of scenery, what you need to do is plan something for what am I doing after work. Plan something. Because when you have nothing planned, you're just going to waste that time. You're just going to get home. You're going to make some food. It's going to be 8 o'clock. You're going to muse in front of the TV. It's going to be 10 o'clock and you're going to go to sleep. And you've done absolutely nothing to move ahead in life.
Mm.
So all you need to do is just have an appointment with yourself to say, oh yeah, when I get home, I'm doing this, I'm doing that, I'm doing that. Obviously, things could change. But as long as you have something planned and variety planned, your brain is going to look forward to, oh yeah, then we're going to do this. Oh yeah, then we're going to do that. And it can psych itself up, store enough energy or enthusiasm for the next activity and the next and the next.
Yeah.
Because we only have 24 hours. So all we need to do is manipulate our brains to still stay, you know, to the as optimal as possible for all 24.
Yeah.
Or at least for the part of the 24 where you are awake.
Yeah. Mm. No, that's power, bro. That's power, definitely, because then you utilize your time to the most. because we do get tired of the same old menial tasks in a day. Mm. But if we use it for different things, that's when you really utilize and make the most of your time. Mm.
Yeah.
But it all depends on you at the end of the road. You need to decide for yourself and realize for yourself how you're going to use that time before you really understand how you're going to use it. So it's all brain power, but identity at the same time, and running that race intentionally.
Yeah. Mm. I mean, when I was, there was a time where I was studying and I was pushing music at the same time and maybe a couple of other things as well. So what used to happen back then is we'd study. After studying, then we would go into a studio and we'd make some music, you know, write some music and so on. And now that we were performing and we would, you know, we'd had music, and people ask, man, where do you get the time? Where do you get the time to do all these other things? I mean, you studying engineering, this is, you know, it's supposed to be tough and everything. And I actually sat back and I thought, what? How am I doing different? What am I doing with my time different from what someone else was doing with their time? What I got to realize is that we somehow think certain things are mandatory. So you think that everybody is chilling now because this is chill time. How dare you work? You know, at a certain time. So what, for an example I can make is, for instance, we all come back from school, and then you sit and you think, okay, cool, now finally time to relax.
Yeah.
And now you relax and so on. And then you're thinking, okay, man, let me put on some series. Let me watch some series and so on. And you now all of a sudden go into that and you're thinking, okay, I'm watching some series and so on. Mm. And then maybe a friend comes over and you're chatting and you're having a good time. And you think that this is what everybody else does as well.
Yeah. Wasting time.
Yeah, bro. Yeah. Chatting time is chatting time. Series time is series time. I've asked people who've wanted to do other things, how many series have you watched?
Yeah.
Okay, let's name them. Game of Thrones. I mean, we love Game of Thrones,
Scandal.
Don't we? Scandal. Okay, cool. Let's name Big Bang Theory.
Yeah.
How I Met Your Mother. What's this, Blackish?
Yeah.
That's a new one these days. Let's keep on naming them. Modern Family.
Yeah.
Everybody Hates Chris. And maybe Curb Your Enthusiasm. House of Cards. Or maybe even M's and U's and Z's.
Yeah, bro.
Like, let's say I've just named about 10 of them right now, right?
Yeah.
So let's say you've literally you've watched all of these.
Mm-hmm.
How many seasons have you watched of each of them? Okay, well, maybe about 4 or 5 seasons.
Yeah.
All right. And how many? Oh yeah, Prison Break. Well, how dare we forget Prison Break? And how many? How long? How many minutes is one episode?
40 minutes, bro.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. I'm gonna take out my calculator right now, and I'm actually gonna calculate how many minutes we've watched series. Okay. Cool. 40 minutes for one episode.
Yeah.
And a season normally is
20
about
episodes. About?
20 episodes.
Yeah.
Is it
depends on. Yeah. I'd say 10 to be safe. Game of Thrones is 10. Okay, let's stick with Game of Thrones. 10.
Okay, cool. I'm gonna take 10 as an average.
Six
cool.
seasons.
Then there's, let's say you've watched 6 seasons already, and then we've, let's say, out of this 11 series that we've mentioned, M's and U's and C's was probably the only one you haven't watched 5 seasons of. Cool. So I'm gonna say times 10. 10 series that you've watched. It's easily 10 series.
Yeah.
Cool. So you have wasted. Or not wasted, but you have spent on series alone 24,000 minutes.
Yeah.
24,000 minutes. I'm going to divide minutes by 60 to say you spent 400 hours on series. You could have spent that on your dream.
That's
you could have spent
days,
that on a hustle, you know. And you could have spent it on, you know, just being, you can actually take this 40 and say divided by how many, let's say it's how many hours does one normally spend in a work environment on a day?
Eight hours.
Okay, cool. So divided by 8, it's about 50 working days. It's about 2 months.
Yes.
You know, two two months, more or less. Yeah. Two, 3 months. Actually, almost about 3 months.
Yeah. Mm.
3 months of work. Mm. Mm. 3 months you've that's spent ridiculous. Watching series. You could have spent that. That's just in 1 year.
Yeah.
And if we now look at your whole varsity career, man, you could have had another career.
Mm. Exactly. You know, outside of your studies.
And you could have built it really small. Mm. At a small scale. Yeah. You started slow, but you were, you know, you spend that other minute. You spend a couple of minutes typing things out. You spend a couple of minutes planning. You spend a couple of minutes going and meeting people. Then you come back to class.
Yeah, I think it's valid. I think you can easily like waste a lot of time that you have at your disposal.
Yeah.
If you feel frustrated because you want to do things, but you feel like you don't have the time, just have a look at what you're spending that time on and then see where you can work it.
Yeah.
But I'm sure there's space to have some entertainment as well as, you know, push your dream. I mean, it's not
identity, bro.
So yeah, it's not necessary to say, you know, like you mustn't do anything else but just do, you know, build do your work, because you need some time to relax, you need some time to do whatever you want. But I'm pretty sure there's a decent balance you can come up with.
I think it all starts with who you are.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
What you want from your life, what you want to achieve, the surroundings.
Absolutely.
I mean, if you don't have time for entertainment and friends, you'd never realize what other opportunities are out there.
Sometimes your brain works subconsciously when you're reading or relaxing or just outside. Sometimes something comes, and when it comes, you got to go and use your time to pursue it or to make it happen. That's exactly where Wes is going. He's saying, don't say... You know, don't get frustrated. Don't be frustrated because you say you don't have time, but then you're spending three months doing something that's not worth it. Yeah,
that's not building you in any way.
I mean, like people like Lesego are friends of mine from varsity. I met Lesego in varsity in my other time, and we realized what opportunities are out there in varsity. I mean, I would have never met Weza if it wasn't for the time that we have to socialize and all of that. So you never know what you could possibly do with your time and how many people you could meet and what difference that makes in your life. So
being aware of your moments and taking advantage of your moments are very important in life.
Yeah.
Being conscious of the fact that, hey, I'm meeting someone new right now. I don't know who they are. Take that in and appreciate that moment, because you don't know where that leads to.
Yeah. Destiny relationships, man.
Now, very, very true. Okay, so something interesting. We're going to be having a really cool chat with a gentleman in a very, very short little while. His name is Zweletu, the speaker. I'm hoping that you're ready for this. This is something I'm looking forward to, and we'll just have a look at exactly what he has to tell us.
Business leaders around the globe are committing to building a better world for everyone. CliffCentral.com is joining forces with the Sympathy Sleepout, taking a stand for the plight of the homeless. We invite you to participate with us in the Sympathy Sleepout on the 28th of July 2016. Join the ranks of leaders of change by using your influence for what truly matters. Sign up now for the Sympathy Sleepout on www.theceosleepoutza.co.za. That's theceosleepoutza.co.za.
This is CliffCentral.com.
So I did say I'm going to be speaking to some phenomenal gentleman right here. His name is Zweletu, the speaker. All right, I've got him right now, right here in studio. Zweletu, how you doing, brother?
I'm good, guys. How are you?
Good, man.
We good. So tell us a little bit about yourself.
Zweletu, it's a young guy who was born in Bushbuck region, raised in Bushbuck Ridge, with four siblings.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Me being the last born at home.
Yeah.
So it's where I was raised and grew up in Bushbuck Ridge. And then I moved to Johannesburg after my matric to Johannesburg to start my own stuff or to follow my dreams, because we know that Johannesburg is a city of gold.
Yeah.
When you need to achieve something or you want something really hard, you have to come this side. So I moved from home to this side.
When did you move over to this side?
It was 2011.
2011. And what have you been doing since then?
You know, exactly what happened, I was chasing dreams. You know, once you reach Joburg, a lot of things come along the way where you find that you are faced with bills, you are faced with all these things, because at home you were not paying rent.
Yeah.
So this side you have to pay rent and do all those stuff. So I started to apply for a job in one of the financial institution, and then I get an opportunity where I was employed in that financial institution. But the thing about it is that I never loved the job at all.
Mm.
You understand? So I said to myself, I have to find something of meaning or something of value that will keep me, that will drive me. What is that? You know? Because I would feel passionate when I was, I would talk to people, especially for public speaking.
Yeah.
Especially when we do presentation at work, I would motivate and do these things. And then I felt passionate about it.
Yeah.
And then I said, no, you know what? Let me resign and go and start my own thing.
Mm-hmm.
But the manager said, you know, you're doing one of the best, bad mistake. or the worst mistake.
Yeah.
Don't ever resign. Stay here maybe for 5 years. After 5 years, maybe you're going to leave. And I said, my father did that before.
Yeah.
You know, he said he's going to, after 5 years, he's going to be leaving and start his own stuff. Mm. He worked for 25 years.
Yeah.
And then I said, nah, I'm not going to do that. I have to make a choice and decide I'll follow this motivation thing because I'm passionate about it.
Mm.
It's where it all started. And then I went out and then I got support. You know, once you start, you sometimes find support from people that you love. My fiance and the friends around me supported me a lot in this field of speaking industry because it was also tough, but I continued to follow it regardless.
Mm. So when did you leave this financial institution?
I left, it was 2012, yeah. I think.
So you were there for a year?
I was there for 5 months because I started around, it was around October when I started. And then you know what happened? After 2 months, they give me a promotion to become a financial officer because they knew that I'm going to leave it anytime soon.
Yeah.
So they thought that I will never leave because they, now they're giving me this position. And you know what? Because when you have something within you, you have that drive, you have that burning desire, that it's where I decided to leave 2012.
Yeah.
It was around March, I think, then I left.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes, yeah, bro. That's deep, man.
Yeah, it is.
And you've been doing this motivational thing since then.
Since then. Even though I started my own organization where it's all about communication and management of artists because I have a passion for music. You know, what I believe in, you don't go in business for money, but you go in business for solution.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? And when you want to bring solution for people, you have to be a solution in something that you love.
Yeah. Mm.
You cannot be a solution in something that you don't love at all.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? So I made a choice because I wanted to be, you know, when we grow, all of us want to be musicians.
Yeah.
When we grow, when we have that attitude that, I want to be an artist one day, I want to be a rapper.
Mm.
And then I found that that was not my thing. And then I started two organizations, 911 communication and the management within the communication.
Mm-hmm.
So then where we manage artists, we put artists out there, where we help them to achieve their career and we guide them throughout their careers to achieve the best world-branded careers. Because what happens, a lot of people, they want fame where there is no brand in it.
Mm.
So we do what we do, we help them to brand their image to the public so that they can be able to sell their brands in a world package manner, like the Americans, the way they do things.
Mm.
They package themselves and they conduct themselves in a really business way.
Mm.
So it's where I started two organizations and the speaking one because it's something that I love. And then I combine it because I believe once you find what you love, you can change the same love into profit.
Yeah.
You understand? You find your passion. What is it that you're passionate about? I ask a lot of people, what skill, what information that you feel that you're passionate about, you can do it and you can give it to the world. And once you give it to the world, the world will reward you financially.
Yeah.
Mm. And then it's where I combine these two. You understand?
Mm.
So it came to life.
Hmm. That's very cool, man. And this has been running for how many years now on your own?
You mean the motivation on the other one?
No, together, both
together,
of them?
I think it's 4 years to five.
4 years, 5 years going. And this is what you do every single day?
This is what I do. When I wake up, I do what I love each and every day when I wake up.
That's really
because,
cool, man.
You know, it's frustrating because people, there are a lot of people who waste time and energy. They say they go to jobs that they don't even love. They don't enjoy those jobs, but they're there because the bills. And I always tell them, regardless you are resigning or you're in that job, you always have bills.
Yeah.
You understand? So once you find something out that you love, you're going to be exceptional. You're going to be great. You know, so I've been pushing it. When work to me is fun. It's no longer about work. I work like until late sometimes, but it's so fun.
Where do you speak majority of the time? What are your clients like at the moment? Are you at schools? Are you in corporates or sort of where do you find your biggest market?
Yeah. My target market is the corporates and the varsities, because the varsities, I think most of the people is where they make a mistake.
You know,
so I want to first address that issue of saying, I want to study this because my parents said I must study this.
Mm-hmm.
I want to be a lawyer because my parents say so. So I want to build that. I want to help them find their purpose, because our greatest goal as human beings is one thing. It's happiness.
Yeah.
All of us. So I help them to find that passion and then become happy with it.
Mm.
And then it's how they go. And then they choose the right courses or faculties when it comes to varsity rather than going for this pays so much and this pays less.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
I actually just noticed when you guys got in here wearing suits. I see you got there, you know, a woven bow tie and you know, a very colorful suit as well, you know, looking like a blesser. So let's actually go into that topic. It's something that that boomed just yesterday with the ENCA interview, and there's this guy there who's literally titled a blesser, and he was saying that, you know, God bless me, to be a blesser. It's not me. I didn't choose myself.
Yeah. Yeah.
God bless me with this thing.
I
must bless others.
Yeah.
You know, so in Bushbuck Ridge, obviously there's a lot going on in Bushbuck Ridge. There's
True.
You know, there even in economics wise, you know, there is a bit of an imbalance. You say to yourself, you said it yourself, that there's sometimes not a lot of happening there, and that's why some people come here.
Yeah.
Now, you do find these guys now with the nice flashy cars and all these things, and now they're coming over to Bushbuck Ridge, and you know, there's the whole blesser type of thing. What do you have to say around the whole blesser thing?
And are you a blesser? Tell us. Tell
yeah,
us.
Man. I mean, you got a gold chain. Like
gold tooth.
Gold tooth.
Gold tooth.
This man's got a gold ring, you know? Bow tie.
I think just I love to wear these things, but literally I'm not a blesser.
Yeah.
And you know what? I don't believe in such things, you know, but it's there. It is there, you know. What I can say my view on that is that as young people, I think we must avoid trending stuff, you know. When you become a human being, when you need to focus, avoid the trending stuff, you know. A focus is one of the most important thing. So my focus, I have shifted my focus to what I do a lot, you understand? Because most why we dwell into this blessing and everything is because sometimes we have this money, we have everything, but we don't know how what to do with it. Instead, we can take it back to our communities where we come from and help these youngsters and build them instead of us blessing them with money, which also, when it comes to their hands, they won't be able to use it to build a business also.
Yeah.
But we must give back in a way where we say, you know what, this is a give back that is going to last for eternity. You understand? So I believe in those things.
So in Soshanguve right now, there's a term called Mavuso. you know it very well. I see you laughing already. So, I mean, with this now, it's literally saying, you know what? It's fine. You're having a nice day at the club or whatever. But then tomorrow, you must give this lady some money, you know, so that she can't. There's even an interview where this lady literally said, her mom said, how? Why isn't there food at home, Mara? You didn't sleep at home yesterday.
Yes.
Can like you imagine?
That it goes down to that level. But now this the whole, since you are familiar with the whole Mavuso thing, what is it exactly? Can you explain it to us and explain whether this is actually an okay thing? Because it seems like it's an accepted thing. Because there's even like a Stockfell type of thing going on
in
Soshanguve, right? So explain that to us.
You know, I think the Mavuso thing, it's something that I meet with a girl sometimes, always, maybe you meet with a girl somewhere, and then the girl is broke sometimes. And then the girl the next day wants to go to work, but there's no money to go to work. And then said, you know what, I'll come to your house, and then tomorrow morning you're going to give me money for transport to work and food. You understand? So then we go together. What happens? We talk. After that, we go to my house and then we do all what we have to do. You understand? And the following day, I give you money for transport and I give you money for food. You understand? So that's why it's called Mavusa, Ekseni. Yeah. It's where I give you. You understand? So it's how it works. But I feel also, you know, we are running away from responsibility as people. You understand? We want to run away. Like when we face something, we want something to fix that thing quick. And we want people to fix our mistakes. It's how the country have become now as people. We want people to fix our own mistakes. Yes, you don't have the money, but you can find a way to make the money in a right way all the time. Especially if you are working, you can save. You can do your savings all the time. You understand? Rather than selling yourself cheap to this thing. Because sometimes, you know, I'm afraid that disease is out there. You understand? And most of the girls, they said, we don't even use protection. You know, and it's very bad. It's killing our generation because the next generation, when they come, they're going to come with another one, which is going to be a bigger one. Because they believe that this is a norm of living life.
Yeah.
So I feel we must tend to take full responsibility for everything that happens into our life.
Okay.
Yeah. But I know what is happening and I know everything about it.
What are you doing about it as a motivational speaker?
I think, you know, to help people, it's to find the same purpose in life. Because people, you know, the reason we are all over, sometimes I feel like it's because we are looking for a sense of meaning in life. You know, let me take drugs, let me take alcohol, let me take this and this and that. Because we believe that in that we're going to find a sense of completion or we're going to find a sense of meaning.
Yeah.
You understand?
Where is the completion then?
So I think we believe that we're going to find it's where I come from.
Yeah.
But we believe that we're going to find self of completion in these drugs.
Yeah.
You know, when you smoke, when you are high, you feel like you own the world. That is almost for 3 seconds. Mm-hmm. After that, you back on track. You understand? Yeah. The reality kicks in. But what I'm trying to say, once you help people to find a sense of meaning in life, as a motivator or a purpose, mm-hmm. they begin to focus on that purpose a lot.
Yeah.
Because even you guys, you are here because you have a purpose.
Yeah.
You have a meaning. Rather than people who they are not sure what is it that I want to do mm-hmm. with my life, you understand? Mm. So I help them to figure out that, to find that. I said, everyone has something that drives them. Yeah. And I ask them this question, how can you serve the world? Mm-hmm. What do they need that your talent can provide?
Yeah.
And you understand, at the end of the day, they find it.
Okay.
They find something of value, and then they're going to stay away from these things. Mm-hmm. Literally, it's what I believe on as a motivator.
No, pretty cool. Pretty cool. Mm. Now, one thing I was chatting to a couple of people, and you know, one thing that would stick out is how people, let's say, grow up in a village somewhere, right? Mm. And then they go out to get an education, and they let's say they get an engineering degree, and now they're working at Sasol, and then they come home, let's say on holidays, you know, to just come and visit and so on. Mm. Whereas here at the village that you grew up in, they still use a very primitive and old school technology to, let's say, to plow, and they still, you know, pulling with cows and stuff. Mm. Whereas you here, and you're doing some ingenious stuff wherever you work, and you can't even come home and just say, oh yeah, guys, listen, let me take my knowledge, the things I've learned, and let me apply it here.
Yeah.
Mm. So for instance, I hear you saying you do some corporate stuff, and then that's where you're focusing, and in varsities and so on. But what about Bushbuck Ridge, where you come from? What type of giving back and are you doing in Bushbuck Ridge? Aren't those the guys that need a shift in mindset to you know, to start becoming more as
what
well?
Lessons are you planting back in your community, and what is your solution for your community,
from the community?
Yeah.
You know in Bushbuck Ridge I have seminars mm-hmm. which are called leadership and business seminars, where I give back. It's for free, like free seminars where they come and then we talk about this thing, and I invite like business people who started from zero to hero, all these type of people, to motivate them in how they can start. So I always go home all the time. Last year I had another one in November, this year another one in March, and I'm still planning to do other like events.
That's good.
And also I'm giving mentoring programs via phone, because I cannot go there like often.
All the time,
oh, you understand? So what I've done, I've gave them my phone numbers to call me every Thursday 12:30. Now they were calling here.
Hey.
You know, you find that there are 18 of them. We do a conference call for 18 of them.
Yeah.
Wow.
And then we motivate each other. We plan.
Okay.
You know, it's
pretty cool.
Yeah.
Wow. That deserves, I mean, that's pretty cool. That's
dope.
Really cool.
Dope.
So tell me, bro, what is your favorite topic to speak on?
When it comes to corporates or when it comes to individuals?
Just, you know what? If I had to speak about this, I can speak the whole day.
Like right now.
Death.
Yeah. Death. Yeah. Okay, cool. We're going to do a motivation minute. So what's going to happen is we're going to play a theme song. It's going to play in the background. And you're going to pretty much, and it's not every day that we get a motivational speaker in the studio. So you're going to motivate us, right?
Okay.
Or inspire us or to do whatever on your favorite topic, which is death. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Cool stuff.
I'm going?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to speak about something here, which is death. People, they don't realize something, that this time that we are having right now, it's an opportunity given to us. And the same time that is given to us is going to be taken away from us by God. And when it's taken away from us, what is it that you are left with? It's death. But before that day comes, you have to make a choice to yourself, that I'm not going to die with my dreams and ideas and creativities as a young man, but I'm going to live up to my dreams and ideas. I'm going to fulfill my purpose. Because that day, believe you me, it's coming, where you're going to be no more. But what is it that you're going to be remembered for? Ask yourself that question every day when you wake up in the morning, and understand that this time is running. And I tell a lot of people that live each and every day as though it was your last day. One day you'll be absolutely right. It will be your last day on earth. Are you with me? It will be your last day. But before that day comes, make a choice. And I ask a lot of people, do you know where is the richest place in the world? And people, they said, no, it's Santi. And I said, the graveyard. People died with dreams and ideas that we were never exposed to. We always know that. People, books never written. So for myself, I've made a choice as a young man. I said, I'm not going to die with my dreams and ideas, but I'm going to live up to my dreams without fear of failure or criticism. That's how I put it. And that's how it's going to help people change. Thank you.
Give it up for the gentleman right here. Okay. Thank you. Thank
that
you
was
so,
the deepest.
So much.
Thank you so much, brother. Yo, that thank was you. Proper.
Man.
The graveyard, bro.
Yeah.
The graveyard.
Yeah. Jeez. I think what stood out for me was when he said, you know, I'd live as if you're about to die. Because one day you'll be absolutely right.
It will be your last day.
That's crazy. That's scary, man.
Yeah, it's a guarantee. If you were born, you will die.
Yeah.
And that's the reality, bro.
That's the reality. But before you die, you can do something about
don't
it.
Don't let those dreams and ideas go with you into the graveyard. Yeah. The saddest thing you is know, dying while you're still alive.
You know, and that topic came for me after my brother died, you know. Mm. He was a dreamer every day, my older brother was a dreamer. He went to varsity and started, but he always talk about one day I want to own this resort, you know.
Yeah.
He talks about it. And then one day, when he was sick, he said, you know what, I want you to own that business. I said to him, that was not my purpose,
yeah,
or that was not my idea. You should have done that yourself. But I don't know, maybe when you're going to come back, you're going to do that. And then he said, when I get off on this hospital, I'm going to start the resort.
Yeah.
But what happened that day, he passed away.
Yeah.
And then from that point on onwards is how I live my life.
Live
I'm
life
not
going to
do that. And I've learned from it.
Living to the full. That's one, brother. Shout
thank
out.
Thank you. Thank you so much, guys.
Yeah.
Yo.
Shout out to you, bro.
No, that's very deep. I think we appreciate the time that you could spend with us.
Yes.
I mean, we've learned a lot in this short little time. Yeah. I mean, it's always the shortest hour in the week, isn't it?
Always the shortest. Definitely.
Yeah.
And I feel this show is one of the most comfortable shows that I've been ever been.
Is it? That's great.
You guys have a good energy and, you know, good communication skills that I've seen welcoming. Yeah. And I love that. Thank you, guys.
Thank
fantastic,
you.
Fantastic. Thank you.
Awesome,
fantastic
brother.
Stuff.
A lot, brother.
And keep inspiring us.
Sweet, my brother.
Thank you, man.
Thanks
so
a lot. Thanks a lot. Vaughn, any last thoughts?
Yeah, man, I think it's exactly it goes back to what we were saying in the beginning of the show, you know. It's really about deciding what it is you want to do and trying to align what it is you're doing every day right now to the things that you are deeply interested in or passionate about, and trying to find a balance. So I mentioned it on Tuesday too. I think what I'm doing right now, and I suggest everyone can do it, is like write down 5 things on one side of a piece of paper that you are passionate about or interested in, and on the other side write 5 things that you do every day, and see how many of those actually relate, and then see from there what decisions you're going to make. I think that's the approach I'm taking, because we got to choose the life we want to live.
Yeah, I think don't let your dreams and ideas go to the grave with you. This is your life. Make it all count. Leave your mark on history and run your own race. That's me signing out.
That's it. That's it right there. I mean, I'm going to probably have to conclude with a line I heard from Drake. He said, everybody dies, but not everybody lives.
Cliff Central. The revolution. I've got something important to tell you. CliffCentral.com.